Hey everyone, thanks for dropping by. You're listening to Humor at Work. Now, it might seem crazy what I'm about to say, but a study reported in the Harvard Business Review, conducted by Sean Acor, the author of The Happiness Advantage, found that engaging in just one brief positive exercise a day for 3 weeks can have a lasting impact on employees' levels of happiness. Yes, even tax managers heading into one of the worst tax seasons in decades. You see, the study was done at the end of 2008, a pretty stressful time for tax managers. So every day for 3 weeks, participants had to choose to do one of the following five activities. One, they could choose to meditate at their desk for 2 minutes. Two, exercise for 10 minutes. Three, take just 2 minutes to describe in a journal the most meaningful experience of the previous 24 hours. Number four, write down 3 things they were grateful for. Or number five, write a positive message to someone in their social network. The results showed that the managers who participated in this activity were more engaged, less depressed, and much happier, even for months after the exercise ended. And remember, all they had to do was one of those items. Now, even if you're a bit skeptical, it's worth taking the time to consider how intentional your organization is about boosting everyone's level of happiness at work. Here's why your boss and your boss's boss might be happy to talk about being happy. By focusing intentionally on boosting employee happiness, the online gift retailer Red Balloon went from a 64% employee turnover rate to an employee engagement rate of a whopping 90%. A Gallup study found that companies with happier employees have 20% higher profits. A meta-analysis by several researchers found that happy employees have, on average, 31% higher productivity, 37% higher sales, 3 times the level of creativity. A study by Gallup Healthways found that happy employees were absent from work an average of 1.25 days less per month. And finally, a study by Jennifer George and Kenneth Bedenhausen found that happier employees score significantly higher on customer satisfaction surveys. Results like that should make you feel like clapping along like a room without a roof, as Pharrell Williams would say, because when everyone is truly engaged in a rockin' happy workplace, the sky really is the limit. And now my fun at work tip. If you're looking for a fun name for your team, perhaps for a meeting exercise or just to add a little silliness to a Friday, try this simple random team name generator. Have everyone on your team generate a name based on this formula: the color of their underwear plus the last thing they ate equals your possible team name. So have everyone do that and then vote on which one is the funniest name for your team or the most appropriate. Quote of the week from Joseph Priestley: the more elaborate our means of communication, the less we communicate. And isn't that true? And finally, in It's a Wacky World, in our It's a Wacky World section, yes, as I'm recording this, we're coming into July, which just happens to be official ice cream month, horseradish month, share a sunset with your lover month, and freedom from fear of public speaking month. And of course, there's the usual assortment of offbeat days to celebrate, including... Now, you have to go to my website, www.humoratwork.com, to get them all. But think of some of the days coming your way. World UFO Day, Cherry Pit Spitting Day, Scud Day, which I love, Savor the Comic, Unplug the Drama, Bald Is In Day, Gruntled Workers Day, because we have a day for disgruntled workers, never gruntled workers, Embrace Your Inner Geek Day, Get to Know Your Customers Day, Spoonerism Day, Get Out of the Doghouse Day, Tell an Old Joke Day, Walk on Stilts Day, and Take Your Plant for a Walk Day. So head over to humoratwork.com to get all the wacky theme days to celebrate in your office. And until next time, this has been Michael Kerr, reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.